This is an audio description of my new body of work, Garments of Development. It includes hanging sculpture, a short film, and drawings presented at TERF Projects London in 2024. I am Lucia Scarceleta, an Argentine artist working with textiles. I was living in a guardianship in Croydon back in 2021. It was a modern church placed on London Road that I briefly inhabited before it got refurbished, before becoming another Dresden White building under construction. I got interested in the development of London and the surrounding areas within a global context of accessibility crisis and wealth accumulation. The experience of looking for a home and inhabiting places that were not meant to be built as homes has triggered my work, Garments of Development. I am curious about the scaffolding textile, and I approached it through video, drawing, and embroidery. I did that in order to address the various facets of the wider themes that come with city development. Through my artworks, I explore the relationship between temporary accommodation and the consequences that being a sort of nomad has on the working class mental health and the environment. Let us go into the exhibition space. For the first artwork, placed at the gallery entrance, I combined found materials from buildings under construction with a traditional embroidery technique. I collected the discarded safety canvas from a site in London Road, just next to the place I used to live in. An 8 meters long white plastic sheet hangs from the ceiling, drops down from a metal pole, and pours onto the floor. I invite you to walk around, to get closer and try to understand what is going on with the surface's greedy, clacking texture. The stitched lines are words that might be blurring and confusing, just like the text from the rental websites. I use the chain stitch to write onto the fabric with off-white silk yarn. The contrast between the delicate and the disposable exposes the strong opposition between the owner's wealth and the tenant's precariousness. The embroidered text becomes a continuous loop, as if we were scrolling online, looking for our next room or studio. m², as I called this piece, is the average dwelling surface in the UK. I had to embroider the descriptions of 5 studio flats to cover that average. The scaffold textiles, a materiality that we don't usually touch, are seen in the city in massive dimensions. My aim was to bring it to a closer scale, tangibly, diluting the barrier between the architectural and human bodies. I usually approach language and textiles as a whole. For me, they organically belong together and can't be detached, and same happens with signs and images. During my research, I collected a series of imagery from dwelling managers, agencies, and developers. And most of them are full of white shapes. Some of them replace buildings and some other substitute people. How does digital planning represent the living? I'm intrigued about the developers' language and how they create through consumerism a sort of costume that we might fit in someday. There is a world there made out of icons, present in different forms throughout their designed communication and construction sites. The visual language interacts with workers, potential owners, and their life aspirations. In the series of drawing called Commodities of Living, I mix together icons extracted from those sites. There are a group of simple shapes, such as triangles, circles, and squares, alongside various figures. Lights, helmets, and trucks are mixed with other commodities, such as a coffee cup and a bike. Most of them are textured by small ink lines, like hatching. These drawings might need you to complete their meaning and create your own interpretation by combining them in your mind. Another drawing is made up of green rectangles, crossed over with orange lines that evoke soft, cushioned forms. Another depicts a sign with the text, "The maximum legal capacity of this home is." The last artwork I would like to present you is a film. It starts with an extremely bright, almost neon green, contrasted with vibrant red bits. It is in constant movement, in transition, while the camera is looking through a window. The color palette I worked with is inspired by Nicolás García Uriburu. He was an Argentine artist and ecologist. One of his most recognized performances was the green coloring of the canal waters during a Venice Biennale. I am deeply interested in his entire work, but especially in the paintings and prints he developed from the late 60s while living in New York, exploring the tension between nature and culture. I have edited the colors of the video so that they seem artificial. The green contrasts with the orangey red, and the only white seen is the scaffold white architectural garment. The same I used for the tapestry. The video shows the cityscape, mostly from a train, from Farringdon to Croydon, my usual journey, coming back home from work. It is mixed with different construction sites and details of textiles. I wanted to document how the city grows closer to downtown as we get inside the concrete gods. The urban nature, the houses, the skyscrapers, and train tracks fly past the window. The sounds of the video weaves together low-frequency rhythmic drummings and higher-pitched sounds like water drops and rattles. This kind of drum is called bombo legüero, and is traditionally used in Argentina. Text fades into the picture. A garment roves over the grid of nature, and wandering becomes home.